it doesn't even occur to me, like, because I'm just always saying this way, so that people find it different or strange or have a hard time hearing. I mean, I think people have a hard time hearing what I'm saying in general anyway.
Singer-songwriter Frazee Ford might be a bit of a mumbler, but she has a voice that communicates a lot, even when you can't understand the words. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Frazee Ford is best known as part of the Canadian folk trio, the Be Good Tanyas, who charm fans with three albums of old-timey, blues-infused country folk. But Frazee isn't just a folkie. In fact, she's a longtime fan of 70s soul music, and that influence is all over her first album, Obadiah, where she bends her distinctive voice to suit a set of sounds and rhythms that recall Al Green as much as Bob Dylan. That doesn't mean she's abandoned her past entirely, though. The album still has a folk vibe that will be familiar to us Be Good Tanya fans. And Frazee Ford told FUV's Claudia Marshall in Studio A that if this album's hard to classify, that's okay with her.
If you could file your record in a store,
yeah,
right? File it in a, or create a new category.
I know. I mean, I think that you kind of have, that was the interesting thing, was to try to pull. I mean, I think it gets a little dull for, you know, the folk people to stay over there. And because even like in the 60s, you had, you know, you had Aretha Franklin covering Bob Dylan, covering like those, like that writing style moving over to the soul thing and it mixing up. And that's always what makes something interesting. If you're trying too hard to put it in the R&B section or the folk or the whatever, all those things can get a little inbred doing their own thing.
If you're gonna go, then do it. It's really a multi-generational record, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Obadiah.
I realized talking to somebody that in some ways it's, I wouldn't say a feminist album, but there's a lot of perspective of women's experience. So there's a lot about motherhood and being a daughter and being, and the song's about being a grandmother. And I wrote this right after my grandmother died a couple years ago. And really was more, kind of felt like it was channeled and it was really always hilarious to me, this song, because she very much loved to, you know, she wanted us to remember that she was really beautiful and hot in her heyday in Texas and with my grandfather, and, you know, that we were all here because of the spark between them, and it was always hilarious the way she would put it, so I think she feels up there, very, very honored by this song.
Tell them about me. Tell them everything. Oh, after I'm gone. After I'm gone. Make it exciting. Tell a story like a beautiful dream.
Frazee Ford live with Mimi Song and If You Gonna Go. The new album is Obadiah. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.